Your coworker just bragged about getting 50,000 stock options in their new compensation package. It sounds amazing on the surface, but today we are talking about why startup stock options are usually a massive financial trap.
It is so easy to feel jealous when you hear those numbers. You sit there with your standard salary and a 401k feeling like you are missing out. The tech industry loves selling equity as guaranteed financial freedom.
The reality is actually pretty grim once you look at the data. High upfront costs and massive tax bills force most employees to abandon their equity completely. Those 50,000 options might actually be worth zero.
Wait, why would they be worth zero? If the company grows, the stock goes up, right? You buy low and sell high. That is the whole point of getting options.
That is the theory, but stock options are just a highly restricted contract. They give you the right to buy shares at a specific strike price later. But in practice, most employees never actually see a dime.
So people are just walking away from free money? That does not make any sense to me. If I have options that are worth something, I am definitely cashing them out.
You would think so, but a recent Carta study found startup employees only exercised about 32% of their fully vested equity. That means the vast majority of profitable shares are just left behind.
That is honestly wild. Why would anyone leave profitable shares on the table? Are they just forgetting about them?
The system makes it incredibly difficult to claim them. Another Carta study looked at employees at billion-dollar private companies. The average employee actually left more than $47,000 on the table.
$47,000? I would empty my savings account for that kind of payout. There has to be a catch.
The catch is the upfront cost. Exercising options is prohibitively expensive for most young professionals. You have to buy the shares with your own cash.
Okay, but if the strike price is low, maybe it is just a few thousand bucks. That does not seem impossible for someone making a decent tech salary.
It is not just the strike price, it is the taxes. You get hit by what is called the double bite. First you buy the shares, then you pay taxes on the phantom gain.
Phantom gain sounds like something from a horror movie. What exactly am I paying taxes on if I have not even sold the shares yet?
You pay taxes on the difference between your strike price and the current valuation. If you buy at $10 and it is worth $50, the IRS taxes that $40 difference.
But I do not have the money from selling the stock yet. How am I supposed to pay the IRS? Do I just drain my personal savings?
Exactly. You have to pay out of pocket. According to SECFI, their average client needed about $846,000 to exercise options and pay taxes.
That is absolutely insane. Who has almost $1 million lying around just to buy stock they cannot even sell yet?
Almost nobody, which is why people walk away. And it gets worse if you want to leave your job. Leaving triggers a strict countdown called the post-termination exercise period.
Right, the classic 90-day window. I have heard about this. If you quit or get laid off, you only have 3 months to buy your options.
Yes, and if you do not buy them in those 90 days, they disappear forever. They just go right back into the company pool.
So you are transitioning between jobs, maybe facing zero income, and suddenly you need tens of thousands of dollars. It sounds like a manufactured financial crisis.
It really is. Even major venture capital firms admit this creates genuine hardship. It forces you to make a rushed, expensive investment decision all while you are unemployed.
If the math is this bad, why do we keep accepting these offers? I feel like we all just get blinded by the idea of being the next tech millionaire.
It comes down to behavioral psychology and loss aversion. We hate missing out on potential wealth, so we tie our employment income and our investment portfolio to the exact same company.
Which is super risky. If the startup fails, you lose your job and your life savings on the exact same day. You are putting all your eggs in one basket.
And you are not even holding the best eggs. There is an invisible wall between your common stock and the investor's preferred stock.
I always wondered about that. When the company gets sold, does everyone just get paid out at the same time based on their shares?
Not at all. Investors get preferred stock with liquidation preferences. That guarantees they get their initial money back before common shareholders get a single penny.
So, if the company sells for less than what the investors put in, the investors take everything. The founders and the employees just get nothing.
Exactly. Your options can be mathematically worthless even if the company is successfully acquired. You are always standing at the absolute back of the line.
Okay, this is super depressing. Should I just refuse stock options completely and only ask for cash from now on?
You do not need to reject them. You just need to negotiate them differently. Treat equity as a high-risk bonus, not a guaranteed salary.
How do I actually do that? When HR slides that paper across the desk with 50,000 shares, what should I say?
First, ask for percentages instead of share counts. 50,000 shares means nothing if the company has 1 billion shares. You need to know your actual ownership percentage.
That makes sense. A big number is just a distraction. What about the vesting schedule? Getting nothing for the first year always felt a bit unfair.
You can absolutely negotiate the 1 year cliff. Ask for a 6 month cliff or even monthly vesting from day one. It protects you if there are early layoffs.
Can I negotiate that brutal 90 day window too? If I leave the company, I want more time to figure out how to pay for my shares.
Yes, you can ask for an extended exercise window right in your offer letter. 2 to 5 years is a totally reasonable request. If they say no, you know the risk you are taking.
This is great. What about trading base salary for more options? Companies love offering a lower salary with the promise of more equity later.
That is the most dangerous trade-off you can make. Never take a salary reduction that hurts your ability to pay bills. Equity is the cherry on top, not the meal.
Plus, you might not even stay long enough to get it. Most people bounce around jobs pretty quickly these days anyway.
Right. The average startup employee stays at their company for just 2 years. If you took a pay cut, you lost guaranteed cash for options you might never even vest.
So if you are listening and you have options right now, log into your equity portal today. Find your strike price and figure out exactly what it would cost to leave.
Knowing that exact dollar amount is your clear takeaway for today. It is the first step to taking back control of your financial future. For more guides on negotiating your compensation, head over to geldzack.com.